hard one for me. I don't know. I don't think I wrote to buy or boycott because I still don't know. I'm going to make a hot take decision at the end because I'm super torn.
Oh my God, me too. I did not put it in the outline. This is a buy or boycott first. The final verdict on this outline is blank.
It's real. It's to buy or boycott, and I'm Allison.
And I'm Bridget. This week, we're talking about AirPods. Are you wearing them right now? How many pairs have you lost? Do you ever forget to take them out of your ears? Let's talk about it.
As always, we're here to help you sort through the endless options of smartphone accessories and technology trends so you support innovations that align with your values. It can be that simple. Join the conversation and see updates on past topics on Twitter at To Buy or Boycott, or email us your suggestions at tobuyorboycott@gmail.com. And if you listened last week, I'd be better at Twitter if I just got off of Instagram. I have so many articles to put on the Twitter. I'm annoyed with myself. So many updates.
This week, we asked our followers on Twitter about AirPods. 14% admitted to losing them. 14% admitted to crying when they died. 43% admitted to forgetting to remove them from their ears, and 29% have put them through the washing machine. So I have to admit,
how many of those are the same people?
No, Twitter doesn't let you vote twice unless you have multiple accounts. But I have to admit that I have basically done all of those. I lost a pair, bought a second pair, then found the first pair, so now I have two pairs. I was once in the middle of a 20-mile run and was on the verge of tears when they died, like, early on. I have gotten into the shower with them still in my ears while I was listening to a very engrossing episode of Invisibilia. And my AirPods have survived multiple rounds in the washing machine. What about you?
Okay, so I have strong feelings about AirPods that I've alluded to in earlier episodes, but I admit that I own them. I've also done none of the things above. I haven't officially lost them. They haven't died on me, which I don't know how because I'm terrible with charging things. And I never forget to take them out of my ears, and I've never put them in my washing machine.
What?
So I'm a bit, I know, I feel like a weird anomaly in the AirPod conversation. But I thought I lost them last week when I began researching for the podcast, and I kind of thought it was like divine intervention to see how I was going to deal with the question of buying new ones or not. I was very zen about it. I felt good. I actually wasn't listening to any headphones for the few days. It was literally a day and a half. The 36 hours that I misplaced them, only to find them in my pocket, just in a pocket that I don't normally put things in. But I suppose that detachment from the AirPods was the best solution to keeping track of them. But my cavalier relationship with them is exactly the problem. But before we unpack that, do you like them? Like, you have them and you have a strong attachment to them, but do you like that?
Yeah. So I am someone who, before AirPods came out, I pretty constantly had headphones on. I wasn't initially sold on the AirPods. I thought, like, why are they that different? Well, I don't really care. But my partner Adam was obsessed. So he got me a pair the day that they came out. And after a few days, I have to say that I was pretty sold on them. I love how easily they pair with the phone. Since they don't cancel noise, I actually like that they provide me with music and podcasts while allowing me to listen for other people or cars while I'm out running. And I used to have this problem when I wore the other Apple corded headphones where the cords were constantly getting stuck on doors and knobs, and then the headphones would rip out of my ears, which is incredibly unpleasant. So I like that AirPods don't have that issue. I'm a fan. What do you like about them?
So I was a former corded Apple earphone person. I didn't have Beats or any kind of other more audiophile type of headphones. So to be pretty basic, like, I like the clicking of the case.
So good. It is so good.
It's so satisfying. I do it when the AirPods are in my ears, when they're not in my ears. It's kind of like I stopped juuling recently. Okay. And it's like a great kind of like mindless mental tick. Anyways, like, I was also anti-AirPod. I just like, I don't like when things out of the gate have so much hype when they don't really seem to have the tech specs to back them up. but I received them as a gift from my boyfriend, who lost his for a few hours. Like, literally went to one meeting, couldn't find them after the meeting, panicked, went to the Apple store, bought a new pair, and then found them a few hours later. And he gave me the new ones. So what I like about them, aside from the clicking, which you learn more once you use them, is that it really is so easy to connect them to your phone. Your phone wants to be using the AirPods. But I feel like that's Apple's selling point, you know, for everything, that the product is intuitive. So I don't really give them extra points for that. I would more so have taken points away if it wasn't an easy to use product. But I will give them major design points. That click, the way the magnet pulls in the pods when you're putting them in, it's, you know, it's magical. It's flawless.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you think the popularity of AirPods and headphones is driven by mostly young people, let's say millennials and Gen Z's, dislike of communicating in person, or this kind of cult of always being busy or wanting to appear to be busy? Because for me, I think it's a little bit of both. Like 95% of the time I'm wearing AirPods, I am listening to a podcast or an audiobook, and I like that makes me feel like, even though I might be doing an errand, running groceries, traveling, commuting, that I'm being productive. But if I'm being honest, like, I am an introvert, and for the most part, like, I don't really want to engage in small chit chat with people. And so it's definitely like signaling, I'm not open for random stranger hellos.
They are definitely signaling that. I bet random strangers have no interest in talking to you, because when I see somebody with the AirPods in, the first thing I think about is that they don't want me to talk to them. Even like, I'm not assuming that they're listening to anything. Like when they were first released, I was working in a private equity environment, and all the men used to walk around with Bluetooth headsets in, but it was clear that they were on a call or listening into a call, because you would never just casually walk around with like these big, heavy, they were padded, so they were comfortable, but they weren't sleek or weightless. And then with the AirPods, you know, the kitchen was overrun with pod people. People who you like couldn't tell if they were listening in on a call or music, or had just forgotten to take them out after the commute. And the kitchen became this like weird quiet zone with, and water cooler moments. And I'm an introvert, but I'm the kind of introvert that like loves strangers. So like, I don't want to talk to my friends for 3 hours, but I love a 5-minute conversation with strangers. Like, that fills my cup and it gives me so much joy. So I love the water cooler.
We had to create this podcast just so that I could like talk to you.
But like, it took away those water cooler moments and the coffee machine moments, because people just were too scared to like say something and then somebody be on a call, and like tapping somebody on the shoulder when they have headphones in is super rude. So everyone just like started moving around each other. And I know from anecdotes from other people that that's now become like a common office kind of shield, is like, oh, I have my AirPods in, so like that means do not disturb. It's like, you can't walk around with a do not disturb sign.
There was an article that was describing AirPods as like the cubicles for open office plans. But I'm curious, like, what percentage of your day do you think you wear AirPods, if you had to estimate?
Literally 4%. I think I wear them 1 out of 24 hours a day, because that's the amount of time that I spend commuting on a daily basis. So I'm a bad example.
Or you're a great example, because I am maybe a bad example, because I would say that I'm wearing AirPods or listening to something on my phone, on my computer, 70% of my waking hours. It is a lot.
But the conversation about the ills of AirPods like really came to a head when the New York Times released their review of them in early April. So around the kind of AirPod 2 launch. And, you know, the Times gushed over the design like I just did, and we both just did, but they raised real concerns about planned obsolescence, environmental impact, and sound quality. Basically, for a pair of headphones, like for that price, the sound quality is meh, but to be expected. Like, they're not incredibly expensive headphones as far as headphones are concerned. And to your point, they're for so much more than listening to music. They're for connecting with your phone. They're for talking on the phone. They're for listening to podcasts. They're for the same kind of like visual barrier that when we looked at a phone, when we were like sitting at a bar waiting for somebody, the AirPods have become that new like designation of I'm busy, don't talk to me. But, you know, on average, AirPods only last 18 months. And they can't be fixed or replaced, which is like the beginning of like me being really uncomfortable about it. With Apple Care protection, they still cost $50 a pop to replace just one. And most Apple users just opt for a new pair. The old pair goes into landfill because the way that they are constructed, you know, they are intentionally designed to not be able to open them and change the battery because it would have made them less sleek, more clunky. They wouldn't have been able to like, you know, be magnetically pulled into the case in the same way. So the design dictates this construction, and Apple knowingly opted for aesthetics over sustainability. But the environmental impact and churn rate is not really a complete turnoff for me because I feel like we know this about Apple products and we continue to buy them for the ease of use, like we've mentioned, and the mystique of privacy, both like privacy on our phones and the privacy that they're affording us by wearing the AirPods or like looking at our smartphones. But I believe that I also believe that technology recycling is going to be a new industry that's going to boom and benefit emerging markets like in developing countries like India and Africa, because we're throwing so many cell phones away that the recycling for these parts that we haven't figured out yet, I do believe is going to, you know, some incredibly smart kid out there is figuring it out right now. But the turnoff for me is really where AirPods have become an elitist accessory and a status symbol. And what I'm trying to convey to others when I have them in, it's just, ooh, it makes me uneasy when I wear them.
Yeah, it's a good point. I was reading an article actually in BuzzFeed that was titled succinctly, Take Your AirPods Off. And it had this quote, which was, AirPods are akin to cashless stores, in that both innovations seem indicative of innocuous forward momentum, but actually gesture towards a future in which class barriers are represented in extremely visible ways. AirPods say, I can afford not to hear the same sounds you do. Ooh. Which, you know, brought me back to the conversation that we had in a previous episode about cashless stores. You know, I do think that unlike with other headphones, there is something about AirPods that seem to embolden people to treat interacting with service providers and cashiers like a nuisance. You see this all the time. I see this at Trader Joe's, at Safeway, at Whole Foods. People act like taking one of those AirPods out of their ears to answer like a question as to like whether they want their receipt is like the ultimate waste of time.
And so that you're not screaming at the person that's helping you, because like beyond just looking like you don't care, you're audibly raising your voice because you've got things in your ear, even if nothing is playing. So you're like shouting at the person. I see it happen every morning when I get coffee, and it's just like, so I make a like demonstrated point to take them out of my ear.
I absolutely do too. It makes me cringe. And so I always make sure that like as soon as I'm in line, like before I am the person stepping up to the cashier, that I take them out, because I don't even want the cashier to feel that moment of me like seeing me take them out. Like, here, let me bestow my time to you. I'll give you one, my left ear. I'm going to keep the right one in, but I'll give you my left ear. It's just, oh my God, come on. But, you know, okay, so aside from these like clear cultural downsides that we've just discussed, like this would not be a buyer boycott discussion without getting into the aesthetics. So what do you think of just the look of AirPods? Are they ugly?
I mean, you know, I've read so many articles about them being just like the ultimate fashion accessory and like the first like truly wearable men's fashion accessory. They're like earrings for men. I was lucky enough to hear Bill Cunningham, really famous fashion and trend photographer for the Times. And he spoke at the 92nd Street Y before he passed, and he foreshadowed AirPods. He said, in the future, luxury fashion would be useful technology and hardwares. Like, he was thinking of Apple phones really as being fashion, but like this is actually what he was imagining. You know, as people dress more generically and spend more money on efficiency and technology rather than, you know, luxury clothing, as a New Yorker who rides the subway everywhere, every day, I see them trickle down as just like things that my friends and professionals and people in private equity offices are wearing, to just today, like seeing a group of high school and middle school kids getting off of school, obviously not listening to anything, in full conversation with their friends, but half the boys are wearing AirPods in their ears.
Thinking about them as fashion accessories, you know, it reminds me of our conversation about the Instagram aesthetic, because AirPods are certainly this aspirational symbol of kind of upper class sameness, but you are signaling that like you can spend $160 just on something that is cool. Apple has nailed the like the coolness factor of this, and that price point is kind of genius because it is a lot to pay for just headphones. You know, you used to get headphones for free when you bought the phone, but it's obtainable for most, and so it puts them into this category of privilege. I'm willing to put this money in just for something that is cool.
Right. And they're easy to lose, and you know, like all of the other things that they're not unobtainably expensive, but then once you figure out like what the maintenance costs are, they're going to die every 18 months. The likelihood that you're going to lose one and then render the whole setup useless is very high. So it's like they are banking that that's like going to get you in and hooked. But the average AirPod user, you know, argues that there are more expensive wireless headphones on the market. So like, you know, they're not really making this kind of elitist statement, but there are less expensive ones too. And the ease of connectivity and the clicky box are not worth the markup for something that society has decided, like, make you an asshole, in my opinion. The type of person who is comfortable spending that much money on headphones and doesn't really care if, you know, they lose them or the quality of the sound or engineering, like, is a specific type of person. And I think that people are reading that about me, like, that I don't necessarily care about quality as much as I do about brand name and design. Because as skeptical as I am about pod people and worry about myself becoming a pod person, every new technology that forces us to interact with each other less often and less directly is potentially a problem. But I know that the adoption has been so fast because they're just so damn easy to use. I don't know. What's your final verdict?
I'm a buy. Even all things said, you know, I'm still someone who loves having listening to things always, and I like how they work. I like that they stay in my ear. I like the clicky clicky. And I mean, if we're being totally honest, I am using a MacBook, talking to you, like doing FaceTime on an iPhone. I'm a Mac girl. Like I like Apple. You know, we can talk about its flaws in another episode. It's obviously not a perfect company, but yeah, I gotta say I'm a buy.
And I've been struggling this whole episode because I'm like listening to myself thinking I would buy these AirPods. Sign me up for a recess soda and some AirPods, and I'll be that person. And I don't want to give a kind of backhanded recommendation like I did last week, which was, you know, boycott Instagram, even though I can't hold myself to the same standard that I want you to hold yourself to. So I guess I'm going to have to say that I'm a buy. Like, if I'm being true to myself, it's a buy knowing that they are mediocre headphones. You should only buy them if you are responsible and you don't lose stuff. So like, maybe wait until you've graduated college. I mean, that's when I stopped losing shit just like randomly on a Tuesday. I mean, like, keep track of them. And take them out when you're talking to people. When you run into a friend on the street, take them out of your ears. When you're talking to the person next to you on the subway, take them out of your ears. When you're ordering coffee at the coffee shop, take them out of your ears. And if you can remember to do all those things, then you can buy them.
So maybe on Twitter, we're going to put out a AirPod code of conduct. If you can agree to this code of conduct, you may buy AirPods.
Right. EOB blesses your purchase of AirPods.
Okay, so tune in next week for a conversation about whether Democratic candidates for president should go on Fox News. Bernie did a town hall, but Elizabeth Warren just declined an invitation on Fox, calling it a hate-for-profit racket. What do you think? Should Democratic candidates go on Fox News, or are there better ways for them to reach across the aisle? Share your thoughts with us on Twitter at @ToBuyOrBoycott and tune in next week for the conversation.
And email us at ToBuyOrBoycott@gmail.com and check the Twitter for our update on AirPod code of conduct. And until then,
bye.
Or boycott.